pointed things up at the top, little whiteboards.
Picket fence.
Okay. Ever call that paling?
Paling. Or more of a picket. They call that a picket fence.
And then you said split rail. What's that?
Well, that's the old time we used to refer to that, the old split rail fence, you know. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of that in this area.
It's
you take a beautiful home, $100,000 home, mm-hmm. you'll find an old split rail fence put around or something like that. Mm-hmm. Rusty.
Did you ever hear the bottom rail called by a special name?
Bottom rail? No.
The worm?
No.
No? Okay. What kind of wire might they use for fences?
Barbed wire, chicken wire, hog wire, mm-hmm. by names, of course.
Okay.
Instead of dimensions.
Okay. And then to set up a barbed wire fence, you would have to dig holes for the
post.
And you'd have to tie the wire or staple it to each.
Each post.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see a fence?
And use a stretcher.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Sure have.
What do you call that?
A stone wall.
Okay. Do they have those here?
Yeah, a few. Or natural rock, or field rock, or creek rock, or just what they call a flat bottom rock, or nature rock. There's a lot of names for those.
All right. Do you know, let's see, is that next? Yeah. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what people used to put in the nest to fool her?
To fool her?
To make her think there was an egg in the nest.
Yeah. What did they use?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes they get one of these flint rocks.
Oh, flint rock.
And if that's what you mean, I've known of that to be a flint rock. She thinks she's setting on eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I recall way back, I believe my mother used to do that when we had these hens.
Mm-hmm.
I never had given a thought to you asking that question.
Mm. Oh, Okay. What would you call your best dishes are made of?
China.
Okay. If you had an egg made out of that, you would call it a... Just put the two words together. You'd call it a...
A China egg.
A what?
Well, you
that's what that is, yes. Please just say it.
You're talking about egg made out of China?
Yeah, you call it a...
I call it a China egg.
Okay, that is exactly what I wanted you to say, actually. Some people call what you put in the hen's nest a China egg.
Yeah. That's what I referred to. They actually, you see, you have a tremendous amount of what they call flint rocks. You've heard of flint rocks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they're all sizes of pebbles on up, and these large flint rocks, you can get them. Beautiful thing. And just some of them, just you pick them out there, and just like an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it'd be brown, you know, or maybe a marbleite or an ivory, and it looked just almost like an egg.
Mm-hmm.
You mistake it for one.
Mm-hmm. And the hen does mistake it for one. And then, what would you carry water in?
A pail or a bucket.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
Okay.
Not anything.
If it were made of wood.
It'll be a wood bucket.
Okay, would it be a wood pail?
It'll be a wood pail, yeah.
Okay, how about to carry milk in?
It'll still be a pail, milk pail.
Could it be a milk bucket?
Milk bucket.
All right.
Or a milk container. Don't bother my milk container now, I use that just to milk
in. Mm-hmm. You may have said this already, but what do you call the thing that you fry eggs in on the stove?
Fry in, generally a skillet.
Okay. And what do you have a name for the kind that had three legs that they used to use for cooking in?
Yeah, a black pot.
Well, for cooking in the fireplace, for frying or baking, just black pot.
A black pot.
Okay. Ever hear it called a spider?
Don't recall that really.
Mm-hmm. Now you talked about.
Yeah, I have too. Sometimes I've heard that. He's in that's on a wing bar.